But if this is, again, years in the making, and this is the timing of it,
yeah,
like, the Lord knows what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, makes a little bit more of a trust thing, but the Lord's been ministering to me that that's maybe actually exactly the place that I need to be at spiritually, is because then I'm relying on Him more than myself.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Heart to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally, and we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Alrighty, we're back!
The pterodactyl
script.
Yes. Oh. So this is our little wrap-up episode. We're gonna finish this season out.
Season one.
Season one that we didn't know was gonna be season
one. A year and
one.
A half.
Yeah.
We said at the beginning of 2023.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No. 2024.
Yeah. Okay, yes. 2024, 25, yeah.
Right?
I think so. There's no way it's been 2 years. Although you definitely did. That would have been January 2024, though. You came to my apartment at Hillsdale for one of our episodes.
Because I moved in at the end of 2022. So it wouldn't have been 2023. We started in 2024, for sure.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So today we're going to do like a little wrap-up of season one, go over some of the most listened to episodes, do a little bit of like where we're at in life,
yep,
and looking forward for the podcast, what's coming next, and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, Sally, where have you been for the last five episodes?
Seriously, how has it been so long? So I have been doing school. Literally nothing exciting. Literally been doing school. I had kind of a rough start to the semester.
Can you tell us what you're doing for school?
I'm doing my bachelor's in health sciences, and I was taking chemistry for one that just completely took me out for a hot minute there.
Yep.
But it passed, in case anyone was wondering.
We're
done with that.
How far along are you in your program? Like, how long do you have left?
So, I'm like a senior after this summer, I think.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I'll just have one more year worth of classes. It depends on how quickly I take them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also did a phlebotomy program in there because if it wasn't already hectic enough with full-time school and random jobs, I had to add one more thing.
Obviously.
So I did phlebotomy and that was really fun.
Yeah.
Little hint of blood drawing. It was very fun.
Little hint of this.
Just a little hint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And then honestly, just like doing church.
Yeah.
And like little bit of jobs. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Random.
And we don't live in the same city anymore.
Right.
In case people didn't know that, I feel like everyone does.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we've been together, I forget what people know and what they don't
know
about us.
Because we used to be roommates!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a little too much for a couple months for us to be together super often. So.
And Megan had a ton of grace for me because I literally was like, I just feel like I can't make this happen.
Yeah.
And
no,
so
and the point of the podcast was never for either of us to be stressed out. It was to have fun to be together. And
yeah.
And then the last... Gosh, has it been 2 months? Almost three since I posted anything?
Oh my gosh.
It's been a long time. Sorry.
That's crazy. It doesn't feel that long.
But yeah, then I got into a little bit of a busier season.
Getting
ready for some things, which I'll share in a little bit.
Yeah.
And started working again.
Yeah. Full time, right? Full time work, full time school.
Yep. Now I'm part time work.
Yes.
I just started that. But yes, that definitely made a difference. And yeah, same thing. It was like, this isn't going to quite work out to, like, make this quality and
worthwhile and fun.
Right now and not stressful, right?
Yeah, yeah, not
so
stressful.
So Sally and I decided to make that season one.
Yes, and kind of close it out.
And this is the closing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, should we go right into that? What our plans are for... are we done with the Heart to Hope podcast, Sally?
No. I wanted to address the elephant in the room. We are going to get new microphones. That is the plan.
That
I'm so sorry.
The literal
for
elephant
all,
in the room.
Yes. The actual elephant in everyone's ears. So
yeah.
That's our plan, but just being completely honest, which I think I already have been about this, I don't know that much about, like, sound design, and so it's not, like, when I edit them, it's nothing special. You get the raw thing.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, we're at the point where we're willing to invest in.
Yeah.
We've been willing to invest in better stuff. It just hasn't.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, honestly, we thought that it was just user error, but I think at this point, it's,
no,
like,
it's the
microphones.
So a good end to season one is saying goodbye to these microphones.
Yes.
And hopefully when we come back in season two, we'll sound clearer and better than we ever have in our entire lives.
Yes. Yes. But back to what you're saying, is that the end of the Hard Hope podcast? No.
Correct.
We're not. Yeah, we're
okay.
Not.
Okay.
We're just, we need a little, like,
yep.
Reset.
Yes.
End of season one.
Yeah.
Launching the next one.
Yeah. Because I think it did get to a point where we were like, is this...
Yes.
Is this it? Should we just finish it up now? It's not, like, super fun to try to come up with things. We're both busy and stressed.
Yep.
We're both like, no, we want to keep going. Maybe just we need a break.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the last 2 months / the next month after this posts.
Yes.
Is going to be. Is a little break to buy new mics. There's other stuff going on.
Yes.
To get our bearings for what we want season two to look like.
Right. Yeah. So. But, like, we also already
not
have...
Can't get rid of us that fast.
Yeah. Exactly. Even if you hate what you hear in your actual ears,
it's
the sound quality.
It's so funny, because, like, people... Like, nobody who's listening to this right now is like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of these girls. They would just not be listening.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean?
That's true.
Nobody has to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. But we do have some, like, interviews already lined up. Like, people that we want to hear from.
Yes.
We just need to recalibrate a little bit.
Yep.
Oh. That was loud.
So, what does the summer look like? Right?
For me or for the podcast?
For the podcast.
Okay. I was like, whoa. Okay, so we're going to take, like, the rest of May, however much is left by the time this posts, I don't even know.
Yeah.
June.
Yep.
And then July, you will start to hear from us again, mm-hmm. and there will be things being posted. So, July, August, there will be some interviews without Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, cry face. And then... after August, Megan will come back on and we'll be able to collaborate again with each other and then figure out who we want to hear from next or who we want to return, because I feel that may need to happen.
Interesting.
I feel like some of these, we're going to go into like the top 10.
Oh, I was like, do you have ideas already? Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. We have some of like the most listened to podcasts and I feel like those people will continue to be like really great to hear from.
Voices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to share what you're doing in June or no?
What I'm doing in June?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure, I can share. I don't really, this could be public if I wanted it to be, but I've just been telling people as I tell them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But in June, I'm going to visit Honduras because I've been toying with the idea of moving to Honduras because I would really like to speak Spanish fluently. I also love the culture of Central America and really every other culture ever. I just love people and I love cultures,
mm-hmm.
but I've been to Central America more than anywhere else, and so, besides the States.
And
so I think that would just be really cool, but I'm honestly just asking the Lord to show me what to do. So I'll be going there for 5 days in June to sort of see what it would look like if I were to move there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Lord opens the door, I will walk through it. And if it's not open, then I will continue to live in Syracuse and do what I do for another year. So.
So exciting.
We shall see.
I love it.
Yeah. What about you, Megan? Why are you going to be gone for July and August when we come back?
So, we were trying to remember, like, did I really not say what I was doing?
And I don't think you did.
So
that's what I'm thinking.
So I think, literally, the last time we were together, we probably both said, like, big things might be coming up for both.
Yeah.
Which, like, for you, it was Honduras.
Yeah.
And for me, it's that I'm going to Madagascar. In 3 weeks. 3 weeks from Friday. So June through the end of August, I'm going to Madagascar, and I will be serving as a nurse, so in my field that I'm already in, on Africa Mercy, which is part of Mercy Ships organization, which provides these life-changing surgeries to people in Africa who would otherwise not have access to them. And so I'll be on the pediatric floor of the ship. It's an entire hospital on the ship.
Dang.
And I will be working with the pediatric patients on that ship after their surgeries until they can go home while they're recovering. And I'll be doing that for 3 months. So that's where I will be. I'm leaving my house, my job, my friends, my family.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Leaving it all 3 months. And I think it's going to fly by, and I think it's also going to not fly by.
Yeah.
So That's yeah. interesting to think about.
Yeah.
But it's been something that I've been working towards for years.
Yeah.
Literally years. And it's part of the reason that I've stayed at bedside nursing as long as I have. So that I can be equipped and trained to go and do this. So.
Because you needed that on your, like, for your experience?
Yeah,
to be able
you needed to be, like, in critical care.
Okay.
You know, you couldn't just be, like, in an office.
Dang.
So.
Yep.
It's very exciting. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So you fly, I've already asked this, but you fly somewhere and then you go?
Fly to Madagascar. Yep.
And then you just hop on.
Yes, yeah, so the ship, what happens is it docks in one port for like a year. So they've been there since February, they'll be there until at least December. So I'm obviously going June to August, so I'm going right to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be moving, we won't be moving around at all. We're docked there because what they do is just make up like a year surgery schedule and just
yeah.
basically get through tons and tons of people.
And when you sign on for that amount of time, do you just go and then you leave when you said you were gonna? Or they'll be like, oh, actually, can you stay September through November?
I have a coworker who did it, who did end up staying longer. I want to say that I'm willing, yes, for the Lord to, if he asked me to or if they asked me to. I guess it's an option, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think it's, and that was like, she did that maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know if it would even be different now. Like, I have a specific day that I can fly into the country and a specific day that I have to fly out.
Okay. So you already have tickets both ways?
Yeah.
Too? Okay.
Yeah, you have to have like, I think for like the declaration of like coming in and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Which actually I need to contact the embassy. Yeah, you have, like, specific days for your,
visa?
Like, kind of like a visa, a travel thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not actually even sure if I could. But I know I have friends who have done it, who've stayed longer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the plan is 3 months.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yep.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, honestly, like, a hard part of all this has been, and I think a part that has made it into just, like, trusting the Lord has been I have stuff going on here.
Yep.
Like, I have a job, I have a lot of personal things going on, I have things just with church and with ministry here.
Yep.
That, like, it has been a little bit of a release of, like, it's not that I'm, like, just don't have anything going on here and I need to go somewhere else to serve. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit of, like, a... I would like to be here right now,
yeah.
but I'm, like, trusting the timing of it all that I'm also supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And then come back, so.
Yeah.
Makes it kind of interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a hard one to, like, because if you, I don't know, if you were just like, well, no, I have stuff to do in Lavo, then you might not ever leave because you could
right.
always be
right.
in the places that you're in right now.
Right. And I think I honestly, like, to be perfectly honest, just assumed that the first time that I went overseas for longer, which 3 months to me actually is not, like, I don't consider that long term at
mm-hmm.
all. I consider that very short term.
Yeah.
But I think I just figured I'd be, like, totally unattached.
Right.
And just be like, because that's how my life has, like, my younger 20s was like, I don't have anything else to do. I don't have anyone. I don't have community. And so I was like,
yeah,
it was like it seemed like an escape. It would
yep.
be like a pathway to like go overseas or do something like that. Like, no, seriously. Was that
not calling me out or anything.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. No, I did have a time though.
Yeah.
I literally remember talking with Nicolina about it where I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be just like, I have nothing else going on.
Yep.
And so therefore I'm going to go overseas. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like
an appointment
calling me to do an appointment.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm, like, verbally processing this off for the first time.
I like this.
That's so interesting. And I did tell you a little bit about this before we started recording, that I feel like that's helped it almost become more of a trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't just feel like, oh, I have nothing going on here, so I must be being called somewhere else. Like, no, I have stuff going on here. So it's actually a little bit more of a sacrifice, it feels like, to say, okay, I'm leaving this behind for right now.
Yes.
And I'm trusting the timing. And I do have, like, this deep trust. So the Lord's just really good, I think, and just faithful. I do have this, like, deep trust that he just knows the timing of all this.
Yeah.
But it does make it a little bit more of a trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit more of a, okay, I'm not just leaning on my own strength or my own understanding because, like, to be honest, I have things around here I'd like to stick around for.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is, again, years in the making and this is the timing of it,
yep.
like, the Lord knows what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So...
Yeah.
makes it a little bit more of a trust thing, but the Lord's been ministering to me that that's maybe actually exactly the place that I need to be at spiritually, is because then I'm relying on Him more than myself.
Yeah.
So, that's my update.
Yes. So, do we want to look at the, like, 10, top 10 listen to episodes and some of the highlights that we have from them?
So, it's been a good year and a half, a good season one of the podcast. So, I made this reel February 2nd.
Wait, what?
That Sally saw for the first time today.
No.
And I'm so mad because I spent a lot of time on it and I thought it was hilarious. We will share it. It's called the Top 5 Most Listened To Episodes for you to catch up on.
Wait, that was in February that you posted it?
Yes.
Have I been under a rock? No, seriously.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Anyways, okay, so top 5 most listened to episodes. So this was in February, so this was...
Yeah, I didn't even like it, so clearly I didn't see it. Sorry.
So this does not include, actually, this was before our episode of Healthy Living and Fitness with Sally, Washed by the Word During Panic Attacks with Meg, and Delaney's podcast, Depression Is Not Your Identity, featuring Delaney.
This is before those you said?
So this is not counting those three.
Okay.
Okay. So number one, I should have not have told you these before and made you guess. Ugh. The number one top most listened to episode for season one is episode 8, featuring the moms.
Which, I mean, what better one to be the top?
It makes sense. Yes. I think it's probably because, like, yeah, people saw that it was with our moms. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's what I need to listen to.
Yeah.
And it didn't, I mean, it didn't disappoint.
I was going to say that, yep.
Yeah.
It was really good. I love their wisdom, and honestly, I don't know, both of our moms, I feel like, have been given a lot of wisdom to be able to, like, speak into people's lives.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing to me is that it doesn't come without them still having to work through those things, mm-hmm. I feel. At least, for, like, speaking for my mom, and I think she would be able to say that, too, like, she is walking the walk, and so that's why she can say, like, I understand, and I can give you this insight, and also I'm still doing this
and is willing to say that, like, as an adult, like, as a grown woman, to say I'm still working through these things.
And I feel like your mom was the same way on that podcast, just very,
yeah,
I guess it's humble, very humble and transparent.
Yeah. And I think they both just bring such a hunger for the Lord, which I think we both have looked up to for years, and I think that is another part of it. And what you're saying, like, I think probably the reason people saw that and listened to it is because they have relationships with their moms already and know that they're both very intentional people.
Yeah.
Speak truth, speak a lot of wisdom and love. And
spend a lot of time in the Word.
Spend a lot of time in the Word. Yeah. So they're very grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
Number two is episode 20, I Would Choose Noah Again and Again, featuring Nicole Mosier.
Yes. Oh, that was a hard one.
You weren't here for that one, right? So I interviewed her.
Yep.
That was a good episode. That was really hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I didn't share, but I was really nervous. Maybe I did share this on, like, a story or something, but I was really nervous the night before we recorded that. Just because Nicole's story is so intimate and so precious and hard.
Yep.
It's not a fun, like, light story to tell.
Mm-mm.
And so I was really nervous more just to make sure that it was going to be honoring to her and honoring to Noah and respectful and, like, you know what I mean, honoring of the story and of the privacy of it, too. But in the same sense, Nicole's been very honest and very vulnerable with her short story, which is exactly how she's met people, I think, with it.
Yeah.
It was definitely a hard one, just because it was so deep and brought up a lot of things that, again, she's actively still working through, has worked through, but is still working through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's different, like, for a podcast episode, to hear some of that. Like, that was very raw. Do you know what I mean? And, like, vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people, appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool to listen to it. Well, especially with my, like, I don't know her that well, and she was one of, like, my older siblings' friends, not my friend.
Yep.
And I didn't know all of that. Like, yeah. I maybe saw it in the moment when it was happening a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. a few years ago, and being like, oh my gosh, I'm praying, but not
yeah.
really even knowing the end of the story, I don't yep. think. So, yep. yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was very good. If you have not listened to that one, go
yeah.
listen to it.
And, I mean, that's something that's really special, to have someone who's willing to share when they are still, like, broken.
Actively walking through things.
Yeah. yeah. Like you were saying, that's different for a podcast, mm-hmm. and just cool to... I don't know. Even that you're like someone who walked through it with her too, mm-hmm. and so you were like sensitive to that and able mm-hmm. to ask questions and also be like,
yeah,
I remember when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Third is episode 3, being alone versus feeling loneliness.
That was
so
us.
So long ago. Yeah.
3.
Episode number 3.
Dang.
Being alone versus feeling loneliness. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Was that?
I remember it was good, but I don't remember specific details.
Was that in my apartment at Hillsdale House?
I think it was here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that one was good. I mean, I don't know if I have...
I think it was here. I think it was at my house, but I don't remember
yeah.
for sure.
I don't know if I have much to add, except that, yeah, but I liked that one.
Yeah, I remember it being good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember it, like, was good to process through some of that out
yes.
loud, I think, is what was so good about it.
Knowing you're not alone and things make you feel alone.
yeah.
At least for back and forth between us.
Right. Yeah. That was, like, one of the number one most... It's, like, one of the up there reels that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And views. That was the one that was, like... Do you believe this? That you can be alone but not feel lonely?
Yeah.
Which is still such a hard concept.
I think... Oh, I have so many thoughts. But I feel like there's something, like there's a... We probably talked about it, but, like, more so in a lot of other areas, too. I just feel like our generation is being targeted in these ways
mm-hmm.
that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's, like, a stronghold that the enemy is trying to trap
yeah.
people's minds in.
Yeah.
Even in, like, the world of technology, it's a lonely... I was thinking about it yesterday, like, we're made for, like, eye contact and, like, people time and, like, that, like, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone doesn't really...
Can you open the door? Who's here?
Someone's here?
Yeah.
It's so creepy. I don't...
That's probably Christian. See,
what
the heck we're doing.
Because he just walked in. Oh, it's Courtney.
Oh my gosh, you're recording.
What?
Oh my god! Are you kidding?
She's like, you can open the door. I'm like, who is here? I'm so
Hi.
Scared.
You got your hair.
I put my hair off.
Bro,
so cute.
You freaking look like freaking Rapunzel.
Like,
pull up a chair. We're recapping the last year of the podcast.
I thought you were cleaning.
Our okay. third host showed up, guys.
What is
oh
even,
my gosh.
What is even happening right now?
Please tell me you paused this thing.
Oh,
nope.
What my god.
It's Hello, friends.
This was
She's
totally
literally grabbing
a chair. I love this.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Look so cute.
For those of you who know, Courtney Lavula has entered
the scene.
The studio. Oh my gosh.
So we're going over the top 10 episodes, like the highest listened
to. Highest listened to. The next
so we're
one,
on the fourth.
The fourth one is Manna for Today.
So we wanted to hear.
Favorite one.
Why that? Why is that?
Why is it number four?
Why is it your favorite?
Why is it number
four? Why should it be number four?
These people don't love Jesus, clearly.
They don't want Manna.
Oh my gosh. Why is it my favorite?
Yeah, why'd you like it? What stuck out?
Because it was about Jesus, and it was about what Jesus is speaking to both of you, and, like, also, it was very broad in the sense that it, like, anybody could hang on to it. Not just, like, here's a word
mm-hmm.
for me, but, like, here's a word from the word that was for me that
mm-hmm.
can be for anybody.
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of times it's like, the Lord told me about, like, this thing, and it's like,
right.
okay, but that's
Where
not
did
very,
you get that?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. The Lord can speak to you anyway. It doesn't matter, but yeah.
Okay.
That was very encouraging.
But, like, something from the Word
yep.
is going to be an encouragement
mm-hmm.
to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Practical.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's what the Word is. And it was just deep. Like, you guys sharing about it, too, I feel like was really deep for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe people
yeah.
are just that deep.
Well, maybe we'll have to do a little manna for today.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying to you earlier before we started. Like, that is sort of my manna right now, and that's also... Could be a wrap up for like.
Perfect.
Hard to
We're gonna do a manna for today at the end of the episode. So. All right, number 5 was I don't want my children to grow up idolizing marriage, featuring Delight.
So I was not in the studio.
That was our purity.
Yeah, our purity and chat.
Purity chat.
Which was so good.
So fun. I wanted to do that since we started.
Yeah, we had it written down very early on.
And that she was the perfect guest for it because, I mean, I told her this, like, in the interview. She's so honest and willing to be vulnerable, which is exactly what you need for that kind of talk. To talk about that subject specifically.
Yep.
That it, especially when the Christian community can be so taboo and whatever, and it's like, it's literally the exact opposite point of having this conversation. Like, the point is to be, we all struggle, and it's a real struggle.
Yep.
It's not something, I was literally just talking this about with someone the other day, like, I just love that the point of that talk was, it's not, are you pure? Okay, you're doing it right. It's walking out purity. So, like, being willing to say, okay, I'm just going to confess this to you, and then I would like to be forgiven by the Lord or somebody else or whatever. And then, like, walking out purity versus just, I'm pure or not. And then if you're not, there's so much shame.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, such a good conversation. And that I honestly would go even deeper with, I think.
Yes. I was like, oh my goodness, but also it was very applicable. I feel like she was really honest with, like, how she grew up versus how she now would view it, and how, like, there could be some things that weren't okay with that, because I think growing up it was just that, like, the what you said at the end there, like, shame was the thing that was like, well, if you cross this line, then shame, just instantly, like, that's the thing, instead of there being, like, a support there, and, like, a... Like, actually, this is an open place because we want you to talk about it so that you don't have to just cover up everything that makes you feel any sort of way that's not, quote-unquote, like, good or okay.
Right.
But to be like, hey, can I please, like, have an avenue to confess, to say, like, this is what's going on. Or even just to be like, this is the area I struggle in. Or, like, can I talk about this?
Right.
Or is it just like, nope, that's a no-no. Never tell anyone.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I didn't know that she was going to be so... I don't know if she was at, I guess, part of, like, the turning point of that generation where it was like, actually, there was a lot of things that could be kind of toxic, if we want to use a word like that.
Yep, if we want to use that word.
If we want to use a word that's, like, a super
relevant,
hot, yeah.
Hot topic.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Isn't everything toxic now?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's traumatizing and it's toxic.
Did you listen to that episode?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think I'm only like 2 behind right now.
Well, sorry. We were a bunch of us.
Yeah, I was going to say we're like 6 behind in the recording.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about this with my husband recently, like having 2 boys and being like, I will never understand what it is like to be a man, to walk through puberty, to walk through temptation like a man. I will never understand.
Yep.
And that's really scary for me because I'm like, I don't know how to handle those conversations and those feelings and those things. And so something that we were talking about recently, like, we really need a lot of wisdom. And especially because I don't necessarily love the idea of, like, like, just completely opening the topic of, like, here's everything that's horrible and here's everything that's great. But, like, how are you feeling? What are your feelings? What are your emotions when you can process them?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's walk through where those come from and why you have those and, like, what those mean.
Yeah.
Instead of, and I feel like that's kind of how it was growing up. It's just, like, here's the good, here's the bad, like, here's maybe the things we won't talk about. And so I think having more to talk about would be good, but also not just, like... Here's everything.
Yeah.
And like,
throwing it out.
Come to us sometime, but just like, hey, this might be something you're experiencing right now. Like, how's that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll
need a lot of prayer on that one, I think.
Yeah.
And hopefully my husband will know how to do that thing. He's a man.
Boy.
Crazy.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yes. All right, I'll read the next 5. I don't feel like we need to go through them as much, unless you want to.
No, that's fine.
6 was There's Got to Be Something More, featuring Dustin Keanu, which was great.
Yes.
I was so happy. And he was our first male interviewee.
Yes, male.
Guy, our first guy. And he was a perfect one, because he's so freaking funny.
Yes.
Honest, and yeah, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
7 was The Heart Behind the Hands, featuring Heather. Which was just such a sweet episode.
Was that when you were in Wisconsin?
I was in Wisconsin.
That was precious.
And I, like, make... My mom literally told me this the other day. She's like, Megan, don't make somebody verbally process who's not a verbal processor.
And you,
like,
made Heather?
And I definitely made Heather on this episode, I'm now realizing.
Like, I need to re-listen to
it. I was like, why don't you love yourself?
Yeah.
Like, we really got into her self-worth.
And she's so sweet. She's, like, crying.
I'm like, tell me. Yeah, I'm like, the mic is rolling.
Keep talking.
Keep rolling. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Heather, that I maybe made you process publicly on a podcast. But I thought that one was really good.
But it was so helpful. So thank you, Heather.
Yes.
And just, yeah, her. She's just such a sweetheart.
Yes.
She's the sweetest girl I know. 8 was To the Girl with a Broken Heart, which obviously is close.
Yes.
I was actually reading some of those last night, just for fun. Mm-hmm. For fun. No, obviously.
Good old time.
Obviously very dear to my heart.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I just love when the Lord gives me, like, some creativity, and
yes,
again, the way I process verbally and through writing, and
yep,
such, I don't know, it's just felt like an honor to get to share some of my really low points,
mm-hmm.
In the way that people told me that like, met them was really, really cool.
I was gonna say, I think it's even just nice for, like, I don't know where all of our listeners are, but for those of us in the, like, vicinity of Lowville and, like, New York and stuff, I think it's really helpful to have someone who's not just this huge influencer who's like, yeah, I felt that sometime when I was, like, 19. But to be, like, someone who's like, I'm literally here, I'm walking it out, I will literally hold your hand through this, also gonna share, like, mm-hmm. something that's, like, really
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even while you were walking through it,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
You're like... here, I will serve this. I'll bring this to the table,
mm-hmm.
even though it's, like, really hard.
Yeah.
That was very, it doesn't go unnoticed. I don't know. It was very helpful for me mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 9 was My Testimony, which I don't even remember. I don't remember that episode at all.
That was, wasn't, wait.
It was right at
episode 1.
It, yeah, was it?
Episode 29.
What?
29. Is that right?
What?
Maybe I meant 9 or 2.
Not 2.
2.
I'm That's pretty sure. Did you do mine first, or did we do intro Megan
intro
Sally?
Intro Megan Sally.
Okay, yeah.
I think we did
intro
Sally Megan. Oh my gosh. I don't even remember what I shared on my testimony, so go back and listen. Summer 9. And then 10 was Today I'm Finding It Hard to Hope Raw Thoughts, which I think was also when we were in Wisconsin with Heather.
Oh, okay. That was that episode in the closet.
Or it was the episode at Hillsdale. Let me look.
How are you going to find
raw
it?
Thoughts.
No, that I'm pretty sure that was the closet episode, because didn't Heather come in halfway through?
Yes.
And she was like, what are you doing?
She's like waking up with her boss. You're like, join. Just like you, just now. Like, get in here.
Yes. I don't know, but I love that you know this.
Corn's like, guys, I know where you were.
Oh, no, it is. Yep, Heather, it says Heather's on it, so...
She knew.
I didn't want to say that I knew that I knew, but I knew.
Yeah.
I know, but
so
I did.
So what did we talk about? Do you remember?
Well, Heather definitely cried now, too.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
It was
yes.
so sweet, though. I remember that.
We're like, the mic is on.
She, like, just woke
cry.
Up.
Yeah.
No, I think it was, like, finding, like, what is it hard to find hope in? I think she was... Was she talking about nursing and feeling, like, really hard to know, like,
yeah. and I think
why she's doing
she
it?
She just moved to Green Bay. And,
yeah.
Or Circuit Bay, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because I think
yeah.
you both talked about nursing for a second.
Yep.
Because I remember being like, oh, this is insightful. Like,
yeah. yeah.
That sounds terrible.
yeah.
False. I remember being like, wow, the Lord really is giving them a measure of grace and strength and beauty in, like, the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, interesting. All right, so that's the top 10, so go listen.
Whoop, whoop.
Go listen to those.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it.
Come back.
What else are we going to talk about?
Manna for a 2025 season, or no?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, we went over that.
We gave, like, a little, like,
you
what's
must
coming. What's
can't
wrapping
wait to
up.
Listen. Okay.
Yeah. Starting again in July.
Before you walk in.
Oh, that's so good.
Sally,
you'll start posting again every 2 weeks. Hopefully.
Yeah.
July and August.
Prayers.
Yep.
But now we were going to share some manna, right? Some.
Yeah, let's do it. Share some. Should we ask Courtney's
Ooh.
First? Because that
yes.
would be interesting, because we've already kind of shared ours. So I would be interested to hear yours.
Have we?
Well,
with each other.
With each other.
Okay, that's what I was saying. They definitely am not.
No, that's what I was saying. So I would just be interested.
Oh gosh. Are you doing this to me right now? Yes, I can hand you your coffee.
You can take a minute though. You know?
Can't say Nana for today's your favorite episode and then not
bring some.
You should have been ready walking into my apartment.
No. Okay, this is my Nana for the day. It's something that I have been. It's I don't know if it's actually biblical. Dang it. The manna for today is, I just processed this, I think within the last 2 weeks, that is about manna, that I thought manna had to look a certain way. I thought reading the Bible had to look a certain way. I've heard so many people say that, like, throughout the years, like, I thought it had to look this way, whatever. But I've never been like my devotions had to look this way, whatever. But with the word, I've always been like, okay, like, you get through a chapter, or like, you meditate on a verse, or like, whatever. But this season,
I love how you're like, this isn't biblical, but you're literally talking about the Bible.
But I'm talking, right, it's not a verse, but I'm talking about
okay.
The Bible. Yeah. And so because I'm like momming right now, and I have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old, it is just very difficult. Unless I want to sit down at like 9 p.m. and go through the Bible when my brain is like, it just doesn't work very well. So what I've been doing in the mornings is I've been doing the Bible in a year, but I shortened it to 6 months. So I'm just doing 2 days.
Okay.
Instead of 1 day. Which has been so amazing. And I've just been putting it on in the morning when I'm making breakfast, cleaning up from breakfast, washing kids down, vacuuming the floors, whatever it may be. And it has spoke to me so much, like, because I haven't been listening religiously, like, I have to take in every second, and if I have a question I have to write it down, and if I think this is good I have to highlight it. Like, I haven't done any of that. Like, I've just been listening and letting the Lord speak to me through what is like what I'm listening
right
to.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's right there, what is tangible. And so that has been very encouraging and very uplifting and just made me feel very connected to the Father in like amidst being crazy.
Yeah.
And
it's really good.
Yeah, like, even if I have to like step out of the room and I miss something, I'm not going back. Like, I'm just letting him speak what he wants to speak. And the Bible is really, really great, in case anybody doesn't think that.
Yeah.
It is really, really great.
Right.
Like, I just got through Psalms, and even that sometimes is kind of like, yes, David, we get it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you. But like, it's just good.
Yeah.
It is all just really encouraging.
Yeah.
So yeah, and like last week the Lord was talking to me about the first love. And that was really good, because he specifically, I think because it's my anniversary today and I've been like going through old things, and he was speaking to me about the first love. And every time he does that, because he does it to all of us, I think kind of on a regular basis, like, hey, I'm still here. But every time he does that to me, I'm kind of like, yeah, like, I remember the old times. That was fun. Like, that was great. And the Lord is like, no, what you are supposed to do is remember how you felt with your husband when you met him and you wanted to know everything about him. You wanted to be with him every second of the day. You wanted to plan things far into the future. You imagined what different things could be like, and that is how he wants you to be with him. Like, he wants you to take that, like, every question, every thought, every minute, all the time.
Yeah,
and
really
it's
good.
Not a pressure, it's a fun. It's like a, yeah, this is where I want to be. And to change, like he was talking about, like, changing my heart from, like, oh, but there's so much going on and I just don't know when I can do that, but just like, no, I'm doing that right now. Which is also where like the Bible plays into it. Like, no, I'm doing that right now with you.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my man.
That's really cool.
No, it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's such a good reminder that like the word is just the word too. Like, I don't mean that to sound demeaning, but like, I've heard there are different times, right, where we need to just be, like, studying and getting into word studies and highlighting and journaling and, like, actually processing.
Yep.
But, like, there is something to be said, too, for just, like, reading the word as the word and letting it say whatever it's saying right now.
Yep.
Like, we don't have to insert ourselves into every little thing. Like, sometimes it's like, what is it actually saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not where am I in this exact story and time and putting myself in the Old Testament. It's like, just what is it saying? That's just as good.
Experience it as the person who was going through it.
Yeah.
Not like as you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't wrong, but like sometimes we need to do that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever have, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just read the word as the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how cool that like it's fitting with, like you're saying, just your season of life. Like, that's actually all I can do right now is just read it as it is, as I'm cleaning and taking care of my baby.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's very cool. I think it's interesting because I'm like, I'm doing the 1 year Bible too, but I don't have kids, but here we are. I've been struggling to just like to sit with it or to like.
Brittany's doing 2 days of dead.
I know, and it's fine.
And you're like, I can do a day, and I'm like,
I can do a day, and I'm already overwhelmed. Yeah, but it's just like it feels like a lot of stuff that I'm like, what I'm supposed to like pick this apart, and I should like understand it more and the context and the words and like what you guys are saying. Mm-hmm. And I've had to just be like, you know what, the Lord put on my heart to do this. He didn't ask me to do anything else necessarily. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I stopped right now, he'd be like, okay, like it's okay. There's not really like a legalism in it. I always add that in, but I didn't need to. And so I feel like that's just like encouraging, because I've felt sort of just like super weak and like, okay, sorry Lord that I just literally read it and like get up and go to do my day. Mm-hmm. But I have felt like a lot of pressure, I guess, and a lot of like condemnation from the enemy when I'm trying to like highlight or bring things out, and like this pressure of like I have to find something that's super meaningful. Mm-hmm. Instead of just reading it and being like, thank you Lord, and also can we continue together today. Mm-hmm. Not just be like and whoosh, shut it and yeah. go, but like be like, I need you more than that 20 minutes of reading. I need you all day, because I like, it's not sufficient. I don't know, I need, like, he is sufficient, I just need him all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
That was not my manna. That was just my. But yeah.
You want to share your manna?
Sure.
What's your manna?
What's my manna? So something that has been speaking to me recently, which interestingly enough, like again, it's just throughout the day and stuff, and like what people say to me, and like in church and random things. Mm-hmm. That has spoken so deeply to me, and just feeling like I have struggled to trust the Lord in this season of like feeling like it looks bleak from what I can see. Mm-hmm. And realizing that that's where like faith, trust, belief in the Lord has to ground me, because I can't see it happening around me. And I got the opportunity to share at my church for like this brunch thing. The ladies I was doing worship with, I shared it with them because I thought that that was just, I really just told them I need to confess something, because mm-hmm. this is really heavy on my heart and it's really hard. And so I'm going to confess this to you. And then they're like, well, actually, I think a lot of people would really relate to that. Could you share it mm-hmm. when we do worship for this event? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. There was no pressure from them, but I was just like, yes, I can share that. And so what I shared was just that it can feel really hard to trust the Lord, but that he's working even when we don't see it. And like the song Waymaker says, even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it, you're still working. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the thing that I've felt like. The Lord is underneath me, even when I plop my butt down and I'm like, no, I'm done. Or when I throw my hands up and say, I can't, you know, work on this thing anymore. I'm just sick of, I don't know, trying is the word that comes to mind. That he's like, I am working beyond your ability to think that you're working. Yep. Like, it's, I don't need much from you. If anything, like, I can do this. And I do need your, like, obedience and your willingness to even just, like, participate with me in your heart, not necessarily my hands picking something up and doing. Yep. And so I felt like that's, it speaks very like deeply to me, even though I often struggle to actually walk that out and be like, okay, I trust you Lord, like yes. right now. But just to know, like, okay, even if I messed up the plan, even if I don't do the thing that he asked me to in that moment, and I'm like, wait, what? No. And sit down. He's still like, okay, well, I'm working. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that stop me mm-hmm. and be like, okay, well, then
yeah.
I'm throwing up my hands. We're done, Sally. Thank sure. you. So that's been really good and really helpful to I don't know, just that's been, like, an encouragement to my heart to just, like, okay, he's still working, even if today feels like it's mm-hmm. not a part of the trajectory and it's going off in some random direction that I don't want to mm-hmm. go on. Mm-hmm. He knows, he sees it, and he's still mm-hmm. weaving the whole story together somehow.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. I got a picture of, like, a train going down the tracks, and the Lord can lay the tracks. Even if you're the conductor and you're like, hold on, but there's, like, tracks missing there, and, like, if we go, like, maybe we should go left, like, the Lord can lay the tracks down in front of you. And, like, just the fact that you're there, like whether you're even, your hand is even on the steering wheel or not, mm-hmm. just the fact that you're there in the train is like, mm-hmm. okay, like, we will get where we're supposed to be going. Like, there isn't anything that can deter it. And especially, like, I think of the verse, mm-hmm. like, that the Lord has you in the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. And how often, like, I come back to that when I'm like, okay, but, like, the enemy and, like, temptation and, like, mm-hmm. even just to be lazy, like, for me, that's one of my biggest things. Like, okay, like, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes that can be more than laziness. Sometimes that can be, like, just emotional of, like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. But I am in the palm of his hand. You are in the palm of his hand. You don't have to lay down the tracks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, maybe an exercise to that.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave this word once to someone, and it has stuck with me, and I have used it myself. Mm-hmm. Is that when... Thank you, Lord, for that word for someone that I now use. That when I am feeling overwhelmed, I lay down on the floor, and I just imagine Jesus being the floor. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, you're not doing anything. Like, you're literally laying there. And Jesus is under you, and he is supporting you, mm-hmm. and he is proud of you, and he's happy with you, and, like, you can just be at peace. So maybe that's something, too.
Yeah, I thought of that. Even if we're faithless, he remains faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, yes, there is something to be said, I think, for seasons of, like, pulling your bootstraps up and getting on and moving forward. But that baseline foundation of knowing, like what you're saying, like, okay, even if I do, though, fail, I'm not able to quite run the race today or whatever, or sprint today, I can at least, yeah, rest.
Yeah. And I think that is what will come out of, like, I don't even know that I can say that that's where I'm at, but that would come out of this, because that, the pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has been my, I don't know, my life, like, that's what I've held on to. It's just like, well, if nothing else, I can get up and do it, even if I feel this way, even if I, and now it's like, actually, the Lord's not always just insensitive and like, no, get up, do it. Right. No one cares. But ballet was very that way. Right. So I think I applied that, like, well, who cares if you're having a bad day? You get up, you dance, and you perform, because that's what people are expecting.
Right. And I think there's a difference too between, like, pulling your bootstraps up and trying to do something in your own strength versus, like, when I think of, like, spiritually pulling up my bootstraps. And I think of this because, like, my mom is very good about saying this to me, and it often makes me mad. If I'm struggling, that she'll very quickly, she's not super sensitive. For me, I don't know how she is with other people. I'm sure she's not like this with other people either. But she's not, like, coddling.
Yep.
She's really not. Like, she's like, you're thinking about that wrong. You need to stop. And that, to me, that isn't a pull yourself up by the bootstraps and doing your own strength. It's time for you to take charge of being the one to minister to your own soul and encourage your own heart. Like, she uses the example of David a lot, encouraging his own heart. Mm-hmm. And, like, preach to yourself. Like, that. I think it's more that than, like, doing something in your own strength.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I think that's a difference, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever want sympathy, don't go to Patrice. She will not give it to you.
That is wrong. That is wrong.
No.
That's not my
but it's
experience.
Always...
No, not sympathy. That is, that you're right. I'm not saying that right. She will not let you sit in something that's incorrect. And that's good. That
is
really good.
Let's just be honest. Your mom is just wise. Let's just be honest.
She will not, if she's like, you actually do have the strength to encourage your own soul today, she will tell you to do that.
Yep.
And she is right.
Yep.
She is right.
Yep.
It's as a selfish, I want to be coddled, it hurts. As a daughter, it hurts.
Yes.
I'm like, I just want to be held by my mommy. And she's like, I will not hold you. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
The
you are not a victim.
Spirit.
Yes.
Exactly.
Gets offended. The victim spirit is like, but you didn't. And it's like, right, because it's wrong.
No, she is 100% right.
Which, but there's no condemnation. Like, it's always just so encouraging and, mm-hmm. like, it is uplifting. But the feelings part of it can be a little bit like, chop, like, prune away. You don't need that today.
Thank you.
Dang it.
I said that wrong. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She is. No, she's. I'm thankful, right? I'd rather have a mom like that than somebody who's coddling. And
can feel those emotions.
My mom used to be more coddling, and then she was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's not okay, Sally. I was like, this is hard.
I've, like, left texts unresponded from my mom for, like, hours before, because I was like,
yep.
I wanted to sit in this.
Yes.
I wanted to be mad that I had to do this today. And you're telling me I can't be.
Yeah.
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 But she's right.
Megan?
My man is, I feel like, it's similar to your Sally. But mine's more about trusting even when I don't feel it, not necessarily when I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. So the verse that I keep going back to is Proverbs 3, which I have for my whole life. It's just such a good verse. Trust in the Lord follow your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Yep. But especially that leaning not on your own understanding, I feel like has just kept like hitting me in the face. Like, yeah, I was talking with Sally before. Just, I feel like I'm processing how to not be an overprocessor or overanalyzer. Even though, like, part of that feels like it's how the Lord made me. Mm-hmm. Like, I am an external processor.
Absolutely.
But this week, I came to a point where I confessed to a friend of mine that I would literally was like, I think the Lord just revealed to me that, like, a lot of that is pride. And a lot of it is self-control. Or control, which is selfish. And I think that's simple. Yep. I think for me, it's gotten to a point where I can just overanalyze, and it's because I want the understanding. I want to be on the need to know and know myself and know others and be ahead of the game so that I'm not caught off guard.
Yep.
And I'm not surprised and I don't fail. And to be honest, the root of that for me is control and is pride, and that is wrong. And I don't. And literally, like, the simplest truth of, and lean on your own understanding. There you go.
Yeah.
Like, that's so simple. I guess, like, as far as, like, what's the answer for that? Okay. Lean on your understanding. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And obviously, that's a process in of itself. But just, like, confessing that, like, that's where I'm at. And I think that's not okay. And I would not like to be like that anymore.
Yeah.
And just asking the Lord to heal me and help me to just trust him more.
I really like that you said that, even like before we started recording, like you were like, I think that you just need to ask the Lord to heal you, to heal those parts of your brain, to rewire you.
Yeah.
Because that is something I haven't, like, in the last month or two, haven't, like, asked the Lord. But before that, because the same things were going on, like, in the beginning of this year, where I was just like, Lord, I need some help rewiring what I feel like I can't even do myself.
Yeah.
On a physical, like, actual, in my brain.
Yeah.
I need that level of healing because I am so, like, I have such a tendency to go the pathways that I already know in my head and to circle and spiral in the same things that I always have.
Yeah.
And I know there's a better way in my, like, this part of my mind, like, my actual thinking brain, but my heart is like, well, show me a new way, because it goes to the same spot, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need help, like, the track, like, changing the way that I'm going and being able to, like, reframe things so that I can see it rightly, because it, I don't know, it has really felt like wisdom, or like, well, I'm thinking ahead, and I'm being cautious, and I'm being wise and prudent, and that's what Proverbs says do, and then it's like, no, actually, you're just, like, not trusting the Lord and choosing to, like, say, it, once you lay all this out in front of me,
Courtney's like, I had this conversation with Megan last week about Megan.
Courtney.
Literally, I literally said to Courtney, I think this is wisdom. And Courtney was like, I think it's fear. And I was like, no, no.
Because it feels so
it's
right.
It's wisdom. And Courtney was like, you need to think about that a little bit more.
Megan, you don't even know how to calm down. Trying to be. I was trying to be so calm. I was like.
Yeah. And then someone else said the same thing to me. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
And then, no, actually, again, I was like, no, no, I don't think you're right. I think it is wisdom.
Yeah. No, fear. Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. Whatever. That's why we have friends.
Yes, it is.
We love Jesus and can see things in us that we can't see.
Yeah. Well, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know. I know the enemy is, like, deceitful, which means you don't always see it. Like, it literally can look right. But I've always just thought it would be so easy to, like, catch. Yeah. And now I'm like, I literally did not think that that was a place where I was in pride and control. And, like, all, like, that's sinful. Yeah. Fear is not of God.
Right. Ugh. Yeah, I think that's been hard for me over the past, literally, like, even since the end of the year, is realizing, like, I never considered myself an anxious person, but I think it's because it maybe doesn't look the way it does for other people.
Yep.
But even, like, not sleeping well at night, being nauseous, like, you know what I mean? Things like that, that I've been like, oh, that's anxiety. I thought I wasn't anxious. It's just, I don't think I realized because I thought it was just, I don't know, control or whatever.
No, I didn't realize that, like, having my gut knotted up for years on end.
Right.
I literally thought it was a physical thing. I'm like, I must have some allergy. The allergy? Fear. Girl, you're stressed out.
Here's your everything.
You're trying to, yeah, I was trying to control my life. And when I, like, just let go even a tiny bit, my body was like, okay.
Yeah.
This feels better. I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't realize such, like, it was that ingrained. Like, it physically just comes out of you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Not sleeping at night.
My plan for the summer is to finish The Body Keeps the Score. That's one of the books I'm going to read.
Who is that by?
Make myself read it.
And why do I know that? Is it Gabor Mate or something?
It's... No. I don't know. It's in our room. I hear
it. Okay. Yeah, he has another one about your body, but I forget. Maybe it's when your body says no or something like that.
This is, like, a very scientific one.
Yeah.
I talked about it in one of the episodes.
Yeah. Okay, I want to know the author.
Oh, that was all mana, but it was something. It's good.
It was good.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So that's your wrap-up for the Hard to Hope podcast season one. And hopefully that gave you something to take with you that the Lord spoke to you throughout this episode.
Unreal. We'll be back.
Yes.
Haven't gotten rid of us yet.
No.
I feel like it's so funny because anyone listening to this isn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of these girls. I'm ready for them not to post another episode. I'm like, they just won't be listening.
They just won't be here.
They just won't be here. And if you're here, you'll be excited for July.
Yes.
When Sally's back.
Yeah. It will be fun. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pumped.
Yay.
Really.
This was great.
Was that it? Was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
I think it was everything. Okay.